Hello,
this is Chris, Opinion Research. We're conducting, today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not so certain?
Very certain.
And first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing quality education to its students? Do you feel it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Much too high.
Thank you. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money would be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace an aging building, and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Now, knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you would vote yes or no to each of the following three bond options. $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $23.61 a year for every $100,000 of home value, but would have more of some of the school building projects.
Yes.
Thank you. The option two, we have an $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $27.43 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which would pay for many but not all new school building projects needed.
Yes.
Thank you. And option three, a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $29.31 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which would meet all the school building and other services, service expansion needs of the district.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school district staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, following up, opponents to this tax increase in ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough. Wasteful high administration overhead costs and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing a Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give us a reason for voting yes. Rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive or not at all persuasive reasons for you to vote yes on raising property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. The first one is expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in-demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens.
Somewhat
persuasive. Thank you. The next one is some schools that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Then we have adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressure and be safer, more productive learners.
Very persuasive.
Then we have passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Then we have, despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher pay.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Then we have continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Then two more to go. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is passing the meal levy ballot issue. Passing the meal levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs.
Very persuasive.
Thank you very much. After hearing all this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Yes.
Thank you. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is your gender? Are you male, female, other?
Female.
And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, 65 and up?
I'm between 18 and 39.
Thank you. Do you have any children under 18, children 18 or under?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have any children attending Cherry Creek School District schools?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Are you Black or African American, White or Caucasian, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, other?
White.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful night.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay.